You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I introduce a brand new band to most of you. You've never heard of them before. for the most part, I'm sure my listeners are, this will be new to you, Billy and the Kids Bluegrass. I'm glad to have Billy on the line with me right now as we share about his special family and their bluegrass band. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Billy.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Glad to have you, buddy. And the kids, they're in school today?
Yes.
All right. Now, you have a new single that was released as you're getting ready for your album to be released March the 14th. Is that correct?
Yes, we sure do.
Let's talk about that single.
Our debut single called Mansion Made of Gold. I wrote that song back in the mid-90s. And it's about my granddad on my mom's side, my mom's dad. And when I was younger, I was probably about 8 or 9, and he was in the hospital getting ready to pass away. And he'd called for me to go into the room, and I was kind of scared or nervous to go in. And I never went in. And all these years went by, and I thought about what he would have to say to me and everything. Regretted not going in, basically. And it was just a weight on my heart and my mind, and I just, that song came out of that. So. Mansion Made of Gold.
How old are your children, Billy?
Brandy is 14. She plays the mandolin and does most of the lead singing and does some good harmonies. Landon, he plays our bass for us. He has just turned 12 on Sunday.
Yes, and happy belated birthday to him.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. And then Jacob, the youngest member of the group, he is 9 years old, and he's working on some banjo, trying to get the roll down on it. But right now, he plays the cajon on stage, so helps keep the rhythm and the beat with that.
So was it
he
you
did a
and
little
your,
bit of lead singing?
Was it you and your 14-year-old daughter that started and then worked your other children into the band, or how did that come to be where all of you were working together on this?
Well, basically, I got them some instruments for Christmas just to see if they would be interested in playing. And Landon and Joe was the most interested in. So they said they wanted to learn and play. So they committed themselves. So I started teaching them. And Jacob still really hadn't committed to one instrument yet. He'll tinker with this here and that there. And I'll let them, you know, whatever instrument is there. I told him, I said, anytime you want to pick one up, you go right ahead, you know. And he just hadn't committed himself to anything yet. So, but Landon and Joe, they really have. And so that's how that pretty much started.
And how long have you played together?
We've been playing together, maybe going on 5 years now, maybe.
Very good. And have you had a lot of opportunities to have your kids to go to different places and play?
We've had some opportunities, yeah. We could stand to have a little bit more. But, yeah, we've had some decent opportunities, mostly local. But, you know, that's a good start.
And local for you guys in North Carolina?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Richlands. And we're out of Richlands, but the Richlands-Jacksonville area. It's close to Camp Lejeune.
Okay. Is that an area that bluegrass is popular?
Back toward Raleigh, it starts getting more popular. From Raleigh up to the more western part of the state, it starts getting more popular. Here on the East Coast, it's not as popular as it is in the Piedmont and the western part of the state.
What is it that draws you into the bluegrass genre, Billy?
Well, I started playing the banjo when I took heat and air in high school. When I went to college, went to trade school and got a degree in heat and air. And after that, you know, when I graduated, my parents bought me a cheap banjo, started learning and playing. And then I started playing with a bluegrass gospel group out of Richlands. I played with them 12 years or more. We played. And it just it got in my blood. You know, this kind of music can get into your blood, and it's hard to turn loose on. And I just wanted to teach my kids, you know, because when I teach my kids how to play, that's a part of me I'm passing on to them, and that's something they'll have forever. and then they can pass that on to their children, and it's like passing me down through generation and generation if they continue to do so. That's the way I look at it. And
that's a good
hopefully
thought.
They'll continue to do that, yeah.
Well, and especially with your youngest just trying to figure out which instrument he wants to play at 9 years old. My daughter's nine, and you know, there's a lot of decisions to be made, I'm sure, in the bluegrass world when you want to pick an instrument and what is comfortable for you, but there's a lot of different options out there, and you said that just hasn't picked that out yet.
Not yet. He's working on it. He talks about the banjo and the dobro a lot. So yeah, and maybe he'll pick one of those too, because we could sure use a banjo player.
Well, that's great when it fits what you need. That'd be even better.
Exactly.
Now the 14-year-old, how has she moved on into the instruments? Can she play multiple instruments? You say she's a lead singer too.
Yeah, she does. She can sing a lot better than I can, so I let her do all the singing. Well, and it's mostly about them. I started it about them. Hopefully, you know, they will want to learn and continue on. You know, and it's all about them. I've had my time years ago, so now it's their turn. But Joe, her main instrument is the mandolin, and she's learning on the fiddle some now as well too. She's been playing the fiddle for a little while, and she's coming along pretty decent on that. She's still better on the mandolin, but I'm sure that it'll all catch up together.
Mandolin is my favorite instrument myself. I really, really love the mandolin. Always love the way it sounds.
Yeah, they got a beautiful sound to them. That's for sure.
We have here in North Alabama the Tennessee Valley Fiddlers Convention, which happens every year at Athens State University. It's always a big event for bluegrass bands to come to town, and always been an exciting time period for us in October. And there may be some of those events like that, the Fiddlers Conventions, that you may have looked into. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've seen some. There's the one in Galax I've looked into, and there was some other local stuff. They have a jam session up in Raleigh from time to time. I want to say Pinecone might put that on. I can't remember who puts that on. And just the working out a time frame to get to some of these places, you know, that's the main thing.
I can see that. Logistics could be a challenge, getting your family to get to those places. Some of them could be quite a ways away from where you live in North Carolina.
Yeah, well, it seems like there's an appointment or some kind of a doctor's appointment or something always happening. Got to fall on the time that some of these festivals are going. But, you know, things, well, when it's meant to be, it's meant to be. That's the way I see it.
That's right. Billy, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk some more about this single and the album that's coming out on March the 14th, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
Folks, right now we're talking to Billy with Billy and the Kids Bluegrass out of North Carolina. Glad to have them here on the Mark White Show today to talk to Billy and learn about his family and what he's doing to bring them together through music. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you,
Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we introduce a new bluegrass band to you today. It's Billy and the Kids Bluegrass. I'm glad to have Billy. The kids aren't with him today, but glad to have Billy to share about this very special bluegrass band, his family, bringing his children together and their love of music. Welcome back to the show, Billy.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, this is great. And you told me that March the 14th, you're releasing an album. What does it take to pull something like that together, to have an album and then have a release for it, to the work that goes into that?
It was a lot more than I thought it was going to be. I learned a lot. I had some good help, some good friends that gave me some good advice. And you just make sure all the legalities is taken care of and all the legal stuff is good to go. And there's a few songs on there that aren't originals and then on public domain. And you want to make sure that, you know, those folks are going to get their royalties from that. So, you know, just take care of all your legal stuff. And
yes.
And then the easy part was going into and the fun part was going into the studio. Especially with my kids, and they did an outstanding job in there. They took right off on it, and they did better than me in there. So yeah, they sure did. They went in there and they got the job done. And I mean, we there was a few takes on some of the things that we had to go back and redo. And matter of fact, producer and all, this was his first time working with a bluegrass group. So, and I call us bluegrass, you know, we still folk bluegrass, you know, whatever.
Yes.
You want to call us.
Right.
But this was his first experience with one as well. So, you know, he had to go back and he wanted to go back and redo a few things. But it turned out to be a decent, you know, we was on a budget. We had to set ourselves a budget, and try to stay within that budget. But overall, it was a fun experience. It was a good experience, especially I was able to do it with my children, and that's something that I will remember and just hold dear for the rest of my life, you know, and hopefully they will as well.
How many songs made it to the album, Billy?
13.
How did you go
eight
about
originals.
Picking those songs out?
Well, eight of them were mine, and there's a lot of gospel songs on this because I was, like I said earlier, I played with a group called New River Gospel, and I wrote some songs with them. So, and some of those didn't make it any albums back then. So I wanted to put some of my originals on there, and there were some favorite songs that we had that we liked and other folks had liked as well. So we wanted to put those on there. And then there was one that was kind of surprised about getting on there, but we was playing at Lorraine's Coffee House one night, and she wanted us to learn a Run Little Fox. And we was on stage. We had performed it for her on stage up there at her coffee house, and she was all excited about it. And she said, "Yeah, that one's going on your new album, ain't it?" Oh, man, you just can't say no, right? So I said, "Yeah, it's going on there." So that's where the 13th song came from right there.
How about that?
Yeah, because Lorraine has done a lot for us, and she's helped, you know, my kids, and she's done a lot for the kids, and she does a lot for the young folks in bluegrass music as well anyway, so.
So that goes back to people giving you, your family, a chance to be able to play. Lorraine has given you an establishment to go in to be able to share your music.
Exactly, yes. She has definitely given us a stage to perform on up there at her coffee house, and she does a live stream bluegrass every Friday night. And we're there at least a couple of times. We're there to listen quite a bit, but we've played on there probably a couple of times a year. I know we'll probably be there again a couple of times this year. So
I just think it's wonderful that you've been able to pull your kids together like this to give them something that you all can do together and enjoy in this way. That's a very special thing that a lot of families out there who are listening may be thinking of things that they could do together as a family. You found something, so that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, you know. And it does give us time together as a family, and it's not always about TV and video games. I try to limit that because I still try to let them be their kids. You know, they're kids, and I try to let them be kids. And there's limits on stuff that we need to put on, in my opinion, on sure. certain areas of their life. And there's a helicopter going over. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I can't hear it, so we're doing good so far.
Okay. And so that time that we have together as a family, that's a fun time, and we get to learn things together. And, you know, they teach me just as well as much as I teach them sometimes, I do believe. And I'm a single parent, so that kind of helps, you know, keep things in order, and
that can be a challenge. Yes, I can see where that could be a challenge, but definitely as a dad leading your children, giving them something that they can, as you mentioned, down the road, music is something that they can carry with them throughout life. And it's not like exactly. some sports, you know, I played sports and sports end, but an instrument you could pick up for a very long time and be able to play well beyond the years that someone could play a sport.
Exactly. And even if they don't want to continue to do, you know, in the public on stages and stuff like that in the future, you know, they can still do it at home together as a, that's something that you can do at home together as a family. Or you can travel together and do it for, you know, your fans or for the public on stage and stuff like that as well. I mean, so it's not bound to just one thing.
Exactly. I want listeners to be able to find out how they can hear the single Mansion Made of Gold, and then also getting ready for the new album, how they can start preparing themselves for March the 14th on this release.
Yeah, they could, I know that you could just call and request it from your favorite station. And the song will be released the same time as the album will be released on the 14th through all your digital platforms. But you can call and request it from your favorite radio station. They can also follow us on Facebook at Billy and the Kids Bluegrass. They can follow us on Facebook at Billy and the Kids Bluegrass, and they can get a more of an idea of what we're about.
Yes.
Get a visual of, you know, me and the kids and what we do and stuff. And I do have some videos up there. We'll post videos from time to time. And
I wish the kids were here today, but they're not, and I want to let them know that I appreciate their musical abilities and appreciate their sharing of their talent with the world. This is really great, and we appreciate you, Billy, bringing them together like this.
Well, thanks a lot, and I will definitely let them know that you said that. And I'm sure they wish they'd be here, too, because I don't know they'd rather be here than in school, I can tell you that.
I understand. I remember those days, but maybe another time we'll get them on the show and be able to share together, and that'll be great.
That sounds good.
Billy, I've enjoyed having you here on the Mark White Show today to share about Billy and the Kids Bluegrass, and I do wish you all the best on your album release coming up on March the 14th, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate you for having us on here, and just thanks for the spotlight there.
Absolutely. Folks, check out Billy and the Kids Bluegrass on Facebook. I know you'll enjoy him as much as I do. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection, with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.